K Sports Presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
You want to hear the Grego freakout story?
Yes, it was not a freakout.
So we pull into Sonic, me, Grego, and Grubbs, on the way
home
from Houston. I don't know.
Madisonville. Okay.
And so we order. I get a grilled cheese and some French fries. Grubbs gets triple steak fingers and something. And Grego gets his malt. Matter of fact, did you get a malt?
Or a large chocolate malt.
Large chocolate malt. She was like, okay, well, one problem. Our ice cream maker's busted.
Oh. All right.
And Grego goes, what? Because this is the only place that we found within 30 miles that had his malt. He's like, what?
And when Grego gets his mind set on a food unit.
Yeah. And we'd already been into a Dairy Queen.
And that, was theirs broken as well?
No, it was too slow. The line was moving too slow. And Grego's
so
like,
out.
Get out of here. So we make, Grego, the lady goes, yeah, it's broken. Sorry about that. You know, and he was like, you know what? Cancel the whole freaking orders. So me and Grubbs didn't get to eat.
Well, what happened?
We drove off.
We drove off to another Dairy Queen about 10 miles down the road.
Did you get your shake then?
Got it.
Delicious, wasn't it?
Got it. I think it was in Buffalo.
And Grubbs reorder is triple steak fingers.
Yep.
With eight sides of gravy.
Yeah.
I think Grubbs is a big gravy guy.
There is no
gravy
question.
I would think so. I think Grubbs likes gravy. And Texas toast.
Well, good. We've always got to have somebody around here who likes gravy. We're a gravy station.
Grubbs.
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one.
Stand back, burrito!
Kick it.
Go!
Is the time. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. And we have two different kinds of chaos in play here today.
One solved. Yeah.
The other is not solved.
What is it?
Water chaos.
You know what? Let me go get you some water out of the little filter we got in there.
I want a bottle.
Purifier, whatever.
I want a bottle.
Why?
Because I like it out of a bottle.
Why? What does it matter?
Why don't you just run down there to, what is that, run on?
Go!
And get him some water.
Why didn't you go to On the Run?
On the Run. Did I say run on? Mm-hmm. That's a place to...
My shoes.
Store place. Why don't you go down there and get him some water?
Why don't you go?
Look at there.
Look at
see,
Kevin.
Okay, but...
That's not his brand.
This may be an issue right here.
It's true, it's not.
He needs Dasani.
What?
Or Deja Blue.
Is the difference...
There is a difference. There is a difference.
There's a difference when you get the water that you get that has watermelon and stuff in it. You get the fruit water. But there's no difference in water.
Yes, there is.
There is, too.
Yes, there is.
You guys
there is a big difference. There is.
Are so high-toned, it is unbelievable.
The Hardline.
Okay, I'm drinking garden variety Dasani water is not high-toned.
It is.
No, it's not.
That you bitch when you get another bottle.
Because like, it's got a different taste. I can promise you that Ozarka... tastes different than Dasani.
It does.
I'm telling it,
It does.
All comes from the
Dasani bottle that I get is a little bit bigger than this.
That's like saying all cigarettes are the same.
Aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know about that.
Really?
Do you know anything about that, Grego?
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Never.
Huh.
I'm inseparable.
How about you, Cobra? Would you know anything about that?
Nothing.
Kevin?
Zero.
You know anything about cigarettes being different from one being different from the other in particular?
No.
Oh, he's on the phone.
No, I'm Kevin Scott.
How about you, Psycho? You know anything about the difference between cigarette brands?
No, I have no idea.
Hmm.
What about you, Mike?
No, I said I didn't.
But you used to smoke.
How about you, Danny?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
No, we're talking about you.
You.
Because I've already dismissed myself from around the horn here.
Well, I mean, you're involved in the world of cigarettes,
Hang
aren't
on.
You?
Back it up. Didn't you used to smoke?
We're not talking about me.
Answer the question.
I asked him a simple question.
And I'm asking you one back.
I asked you the question first.
All right, well, I haven't gotten an answer from him yet. If you want to talk about me, we'll talk about me after he answers the question.
Well, I don't know anything about cigarettes.
How about you, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Didn't you used to smoke?
All right, then why is it that occasionally when I'm following you, I will see a butt fly out the window?
Those aren't cigarettes.
Oh, then that must be what you guys call a roach.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just flicking roaches out the window as I drive down Maple.
Let's get back to you.
Yeah, Mike.
How long did you smoke?
Mike?
We have a very big show for everybody here today.
10 long years.
Cool Filter Kings.
I don't know if it was 10 long years.
Yes, it was.
How do you know?
Have I had to go through hypnosis.
Have I admitted to
acupuncture?
That before?
Yes, you have.
And I had to go through hypnosis to quit?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And onupuncture.
What's that?
When they punctured
the anus?
Lord.
Wouldn't that be weird if that was some new radical smoking cure? Anal puncture?
Or they just poke something up your butt?
Stop it.
Or around it.
Hey, guess what we're doing next? We're doing Bob and the Beatles.
Yes,
get ready for that.
Yes.